I started my life very liberal, mimicking and following my parents and people around me. And I've morphed. I'm a conservative.
Something I'd like you to understand about me is that I just move further and further left as time goes on. I don't believe that anyone can say that this person should receive a life-saving medical treatment, but this person should not because they are poor.
I think there's a misconception, because I hear it around me, that people think conservatives don't have a heart, that we're not concerned with people who don't have. You don't sacrifice your well-being for another human being, but you do save for them. You do offer them what you can, what you have left over. I'm not going to sacrifice my livelihood and the money that I've saved to give it away. But I do donate. I do take care of other people. I just wanted to put that out there, because that is a real misconception, which is really not true. The person who I disagree with the most but still respect is my spouse. I love her to death, but we have absolute diametrically opposed social and political ideals. So I've come to the conclusion that we just will have to agree to disagree but still love each other.
I think that's incredible that I see situations where people live with those kind of differences. And there is some difference between my spouse and myself. When I get into his car, he's often got AM talk radio on, and I find much of what is said to be offensive on an almost cellular level. But we just change the channel and call it good.
I'm a closet of conservative radio listener. I have to do it in the vehicle by myself or in my office. You know, I can't watch Fox at home because it just sets her off. So, yeah, I understand.
I very much respect your ability to find common ground. My son and daughter-in-law participate in a religious tradition that I disagree with some of the basic values. And I don't see how anybody who claims to be a follower of the man who was Jesus Christ could say that this person is good and this person is bad. But I also have three grandchildren, and so we agree to disagree.
When you love somebody, though, like you love your son, and they have their opinions, and there's no way that I'm changing hers now, so we just leave it alone.
It would be very difficult for me to live with somebody who was so far on the other side. That is, you know, certainly maybe both a strength and a weakness in me. I mean, that's part of the reason I wanted to participate in this, because I feel like for years now I've been saying, somebody say something that makes sense to me from the other side of the aisle.
Well, we're sitting here doing this. Neither one of us know who we are. Yet we're decent human beings.
Right.
We're diametrically, at this point, we think we're diametrically opposed.
Mm-hmm.
But we're good people. And it's sad that our labels make us think that we don't have a lot in common.
I appreciate being here with you and seeing that your values are obviously much closer to mine than I would ever have expected. I think of a conservative person as someone who wants to dictate my lifestyle and who I should marry or live with and how I should think or believe. And I don't think that you are that way at all.
So thank you, because it's made me sit and listen and be civil. I can't even do that with my spouse.